It's not just the neighbors who were unaware of what was happening inside that home. The couple arrested on suspicion of child abuse were running a homeschool, one that authorities seemed to know almost nothing about. Here's KQED's Vanessa Rancagno.
Sandcastle Day School. That's the name David and Louise Turpin gave the school they ran out of their suburban home. According to paperwork filed with the state, David Turpin was the principal, and the school had 6 students last year, in 5th through 12th grade. In reality, law enforcement agents called to the home when one of the Turpins' daughters escaped found something closer to a torture chamber than a classroom. All private schools, including homeschools in California, must register with the State Department of Education each year. A state education directory lists Sandcastle as opening in 2011. It was registered on time every year, according to state education officials, but state oversight ends there. State education officials declined requests for an interview, but said in a statement the department does not approve, monitor, inspect, or oversee private schools. Employees at all California schools, public and private, are legally required to report suspected abuse. Ron Reynolds with the California Association of Private School Organizations says this is an exceptional case, but he's open to more stringent oversight.
You know, if there are ways to tighten the laws or regulations to prevent these kinds of occurrences, you know, by all means, children's safety has to come first.
At least 2 state lawmakers said they are interested in either introducing or supporting legislation that could change the rules for homeschools. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno.